Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to singer, actress, and model Demetria McKinney about starring in the upcoming TV One biopic, Bobby Christina. The versatile entertainer opens up about playing her music idol, Whitney Houston, and more. I also caught up with iconic creative director and fashion maven, June Ambrose, during the recent My City Four Ways event presented by Essence and Ford. Ambrose chats about fall fashion, styling Sean Diddy Combs, and her fashion muse, Diana Ross. I also talked to the cast of the upcoming ABC series, The Mayor, starring Brandon Michael Hall and Yvette Nicole Brown. I got a chance to interview them during the Essence Music Festival, where they talked about their roles and the incredible message behind the comedy series. We'll also be playing music from Demetria McKinney, as well as Teddy Pendergrass, and much more. But first, here's Reva Blue with this week's casting buzz and entertainment news.
All right, Mr. Neil, I'm ready for my close-up.
Central Casting is seeking high school-aged or recently graduated group of students with marching band experience for the upcoming film Insatiable. The film project also needs a drum major or someone who can help coordinate a band and march. Band members will need to be available on Monday, October 2nd and Tuesday, October 3rd. If this is you, please submit to insatiable@centralcasting.com with marching band in the subject line of the email. Tammy Smith Casting is looking for men and women of all ethnicities with cars from the 1930s to the 1950s for the upcoming film The House with a Clock in Its Walls. The story is set in 1955 and needs everyday cars that people would have driven back then. Drivers will also be seen in the film as well. If this is you, please submit your picture and a picture of the car to projects1@tscasting.com with classic car in the subject line of the email. In other related entertainment news, check out a sneak peek of tonight's new OWN series released. The one-hour program is being described as first-person narratives of formerly incarcerated men and women as they walk out of the prison doors for the first time to restart their lives. These brave individuals will attempt to reconnect with their loved ones, establish their independence, and begin the long, hard work of resurrecting their abandoned lives. It debuts tonight at 10 p.m. on the Oprah Winfrey Network. That's this week's Casting Buzz and Entertainment News. I'm Reva Blue.
Support for WCLK programming comes from Marietta's new theater in the square, presenting Smokey Joe's Cafe, October 5th through the 22nd. The musical review features over 40 pop standards from Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller's catalog, including On Broadway, Hound Dog, and Jailhouse Rock. The show is directed by Nikki Starr. Ticket information is available at 770-426-4800 or online at theaterinthesquare.net.
The greatest love of all.
Cassie Davis here. You're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius. Take it away, Ray!
You just heard my first guest, Demetria McKinney, performing her rendition of the Whitney Houston classic, The Greatest Love of All. The Atlanta-based actress will be portraying Houston in the highly anticipated biopic, Bobby Christina, which debuts on TV One Sunday, October 8th at 7 p.m. McKinney stopped by the Upfront Studios to dish about the project and why this was the role of a lifetime.
Well, good morning, Demetria McKinney, and welcome to Upfront. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I don't know what to say. I'm so excited. It's like talking to family whenever
Absolutely.
I'm around you
because yeah.
I've known you for such a long time. But I'm going to take you back. The year, I believe, was 2010.
Ooh.
The show was I Dream, which was directed by Jasmine Guy, our good friend Jasmine Guy. And it starred a really good friend of mine, college buddy of mine, Quentin Darrington. He was playing
so
Martin
amazing.
Luther King.
He was amazing in that role.
And you were Coretta.
Yeah.
Which, that was my first time ever learning about you, knowing about you, my friend who was coming in from out of town to see Quentin, she was like, oh my God, Demetria McKinney is playing Coretta Scott King. And I'm like, Demetria, do I know her?
Demetria, do I know her on the next Geraldo? Yes.
I'm like, maybe I'm really bad with names. So I'm like, I have to see her face.
Right.
And so here you are coming out of the shadows in the back of the stage.
Yes.
As Coretta singing that song,
you had the Coretta
do it, everything with the hat on.
Yes,
I was like,
yes.
Who? I wanted to stand up and be like, Hoppo, who is this woman?
Who that woman?
Who is this?
Oh my gosh.
You were, and I've been a fan ever since. I was like, oh my God, you had an amazing song in that show.
Thank you, a man like you.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then I saw you, and then that's when I realized that you were on House of Pain.
Right.
And so then I saw you in, Mountaintop.
Playing Cam A.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. that's when I was like, you know what? And I'm going to be really honest with you. I was like, I think that she gets overlooked. Yeah. And seeing that show, I was like, yo, this girl is a super talent. Like, I don't think the show House of Pain really showed who you really were at that time. And I was like, no, I've seen her do like theater, like. Like, not your, you know, Mama, I done burnt the cornbread, but I've seen her do real theater. I've seen her do an opera. So to see you then and to see you now, it's like, wow.
You know, it's crazy you're mentioning those two because those were two firsts for me. I had never done opera before.
Really?
Never done opera. So when Jasmine called me and asked me to do I Dream, I was like, okay, you know. Ain't no twerking involved. No, just playing. But I was like, I've never done this. It was really interesting. And to be paired up with somebody like Quentin,
yeah,
you know, was awe-inspiring for me. It taught me a whole lot. And then with Mountaintop, that's a two-person, no costume, no set
frills.
Change,
yeah.
No frills yeah. show. So you really have to have a great story and two people who really lean on each other because that's literally it. There are no other characters. Yeah. And that was a first for me. So for you to have discovered and grown with me on those two is really, really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so to have you back in this seat, and I, you know, I have to pat myself on the back there because I remember when Whitney passed away and you were asked to perform at the Bronze Lens Film Festival. I believe it was the Women's Superstars Luncheon that year.
It sure was.
And you performed.
Yeah.
And I sat there and again, I was like, okay, like where are the people for this talent? Because I was like, if anyone should play Whitney Houston in any type of musical, commercial, whatever,
yeah.
I was like, it should be Demetria McKinney. And here we are some years later mm-hmm. and you're starring as Whitney in Bobby Christina, which is the up and coming TV One original movie that is going to be coming out in October.
Yeah.
And wow.
Yeah. it's still really surreal for me. You know, as we were filming, well, first off, the audition process. I did audition for this role gladly. It's always been a bucket list thing for me. It's always been my dream role because I respect her so, so much. And when I got the audition, I spent 3 hours on that thing. Usually auditions like, you know, 5-10 minutes, you get it, you don't, you're ready for the yes or the no, you know. But this, I put such passion into the audition that when they called me for it, I was like, yeah, you know, I got it. It wasn't until 2 weeks after we started filming that I was like, oh my God, what have I done? You know, it finally sets in that you are playing this person that not only you idolized, but America internationally, everybody knows this person, or mm-hmm. they think they know this person. And 2 weeks in, I realized I wasn't playing her. I was playing Nippy. I was playing Jersey Girl. You know, yeah. I was playing who she was at home with Bobby Chris. And that was a different dynamic and a totally different set of responsibilities. You know, what people think they knew versus what you're revealing to them as a human being is sometimes a bit of a parody for people. But as scary as it was such an honor. I'm really looking forward to everybody getting to see it and really get a chance to get to know the human side of who Bobby Chris was. Let's start
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because this is really a film to try and dispel some of the tabloid rumors, various stories that were out there about this family, about her, you know, everything surrounding her death.
That's the thing, though. It really wasn't even to dispel that. You know, I think it was to say the why behind the what. Mm-hmm. We all got what. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, we heard that, seen it. That's kind of what the names were associated with, quote unquote. But why? But what else? You know, and that's what we really wanted to show. I don't think we gave them an opportunity to live. And that's one of the things that, you know, Whitney always would always say, you know, can I live?
Right.
Can I be, you know? And we didn't give them that, especially Bobby Chris. You know, she was always Whitney's daughter, always Bobby's daughter. Can I have my identity? Can I sing? Can I live? Can I have my friendships? Can I thrive outside of this shadow? And that's what we were attempting to do with this.
Now, because I'm hearing a little Whitney as you're talking. How did you connect with that? Because this is someone, like you said, that we all knew. I mean, when she passed away, I think I kind of mourned her for almost a year.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, you know, she's not your family member. You don't really know her. But what I try to explain to people, and I think you can understand this too, is that there's a connection with music.
Oh, absolutely.
And especially when you've watched someone's career from the very beginning all the way to the end. I mean, she was the same age as my sister. So it was almost like watching, like you, a family member blossom and grow. And you saw the challenges and you were there for the good times and the bad times. And then for this to happen, it was very hard to take.
Yes.
And so how did you, knowing that you were playing a real person, how did you channel her?
You know, I never got an opportunity to meet Whitney. So she has no idea how she impacted me. She has no clue. But in my mind, she got me through. And that is how I connected to her. You know, whether we're superstars on the verge of it, just starting our journey, whatever it is that we're doing, we all understand three things: faith, love, hope. Oh, sorry. Four: faith, love, hope, and pain. So I had to connect in a very real way, a realer way than I really ever have, because that is how I connected to her in the first place. Her music got me through molestation. Her music got me through homelessness. Her music got me through poverty. Her, you know, she was the soundtrack playing behind some of those moments I didn't know how I was going to get out of. So that is how I grew to love her. That is how I grew to love myself. And that is where I had to go. Those places where I discovered her the most. Those places where, you know, love was really, really good. And those places where, you know, why does it hurt so bad? I had to go there, and I didn't want to all the time. It was very scary. It can be really dark, but it's true. And as long as we told the truth in the story, I think we did it justice.
Yeah. Now, this film, you've got an amazing cast joining you. Vivica A. Fox is Patty
Viv.
Houston.
Sorry.
Let's go there. What was that like working with her? Because I've met her twice, but most recently during Sheen Magazine's gala. Their most recent gala, and she's just, what you see on TV is what you really get. I mean, she's just an amazing person.
That's exactly what you get. That's exactly her. And she has been that every single time. I've known her for a few years now, and she's always been so uplifting, always so encouraging, but still very real, honey. Yes, I love you. Girl, I love you, but that wig was not right. You need to come and check out my line. I've got something for you. You know, I mean, she just is who she is.
Yeah.
And that is the rawness of her is what I love. And then her ability to transform is great.
Now, it also stars Hassan Johnson as Bobby Brown. Mm-hmm. And there's a newcomer, Joy Rivarez. Am I saying her name
correctly? Yes,
Joy
Rivarez.
As Bobby Christina. So what was it like working with them as well?
You know, everybody came in with the same intention, which is rare. There was no, oh, I'm going to be this person, or I'm going to shine in this, or I'm going to. We all made it about Bobby Chris. Cast, the director, Ty Hodges, he is phenomenal in the way that he shot it. And he made it almost like a voyeuristic feel, like you're watching this happen in the moment. You're not watching a movie. You are sitting right there witnessing it. And I think because we all came in with a sincerity of heart, with the desire to help the future, you know, because our kids, my son is 18, honey. He could be making some of these same choices, and I not know. If we can spark the conversation, if we can save some lives, if we can reveal who these people really were, you know, I think that's the intention we all came with. And because of that, it was a wonderful, wonderful working experience. no attitude, no about meanness. You know what I'm saying? Very different from Real Housewives.
Yeah.
you know, so I really, really enjoyed everybody. And because of the heart of the show, we all became very much like family as well. Yeah. TV One included.
We'll be hearing more from McKinney about her new TV and music projects. But first, Essence Magazine and Ford recently hosted their summer soiree, My City 4 Ways, and Upfront was there to capture all of the sights and sounds of the day. My City 4 Ways is an amalgamation of art, food, music, and style, and features some of the industry's biggest names, including fashion maven and iconic creative director, June Ambrose. Here's what she had to say about her love for fall fashion and what to look for this season.
You know what I love about fall this season? There's so much color. You know, there's like, it's so refreshing when you can wear like orange, bold orange, and, you know, and turquoise and pinks in the fall when it's supposed to be so kind of muted and toned down. And I think that's what I'm really excited about, the fact that I can continue to wear my color and continue to smile and be very expressive. And there's a lot of drama this season for fall. Like, you know, the exaggerated trousers back. You know, there's all this kind of like, I think that the energy for fall is like, is festive.
Ambrose has styled some of hip-hop's biggest stars over the years, including Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, and Missy Elliott. Here's one of her favorite stories about Sean Diddy Combs and his infamous shiny suit.
I think the shiny suit was probably a really fun, popular story because, you know, Puffy, you know, he's such an incredible, incredible visionary and artist, and he trusted me in that moment, you know, not initially, but in the moment of me saying, please give this to me, you know, I promise you it'll be epic. It takes a lot for an artist to render themselves, and I think it says, but it takes more for someone to be vulnerable with someone and creatively collaborate with them, and I think that that opportunity that turned out to be something more than we ever imagined, Shiny Suit record including, says a lot about his character. I thank him all the time for taking the chance with me.
2017 marks the 45th anniversary of the Motown classic film, Lady Sings the Blues, and Ambrose opened up about why she is still taking fashion cues from Diana Ross in her legendary portrayal of Billie Holiday.
But you got to see the journey of a woman who had a lot of pain, which was kind of nice. But you also, it was very transformative too. I mean, the style. I always reference that movie. I love old Hollywood glamour, and I tend to reference it throughout my career. There's something about Diana Ross, though, that had that been another character, would we have fallen in love with the fashion as much? I don't know. I think it was the intoxication in her eyes, the drama of the lashes, the feathers, the silk chamousse. I know, I just think it was so many memorable moments there that still is so relevant now. I mean, we're in Back to the Future right now. Everything that was so relevant and right then is, thank God, so right now.
Hey Upfront listeners, yours truly will be hosting a post-screening discussion of the independent film 20 Feet from Stardom. It takes place on Wednesday, October 11th at 7 p.m. at the Rialto Center for the Arts and is open to the public. Joining me for the discussion are singers Keisha Jackson, Rhonda Thomas, and Deborah Killings. Check out WCLK.com for more details, and I'll see you there.
Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. Gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hi, this is Karen White, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
If you haven't heard the name Courtney Rose, you're not alone. He's a 27-year-old struggling rapper who's adding a new title to his playlist, Candidate for Mayor.
So, yeah, it turns out it's super easy to run for local office. Step one, get 200 signatures. Step two, don't be a felon. And I don't go to trial till next year.
I'm just playing, Ma. I love you.
In the name of Jehovah, why are you doing this?
Yo, you know, when I was your age, there wasn't all this trash here. Me and my boys, we would come here to freestyle.
I know I'm a good rap, but nobody's ever even heard of me. Just you watch. This campaign is gonna change all of that.
You wanna get discovered, just do it the old-fashioned way. Waiting for a nice old Jewish man to give you his business card.
Courtney Rose's entire campaign is a stunt. Voters won't fall for that. Not in America.
Here we are. Big debate.
I'm proud to have led the effort to restore the city commons, which is now well.
Hold up. Have you actually ever been there? I mean, there is so much trash. Bravo gave it a second season. Don't tell us about our reality, because we live our reality every day. Courtney Rose, out. Peace.
You just heard a clip from ABC's upcoming comedy series, The Mayor. It features Brandon Michael Hall as a struggling hip-hop artist who runs for mayor to promote his mixtape and wins the election. It also features Yvette Nicole Brown and David Spade. I caught up with Hall and Brown, as well as the creator of the show, Jeremy Bronson, during the Essence Music Festival. Here's what he had to say about the inspiration behind the show.
I've always wanted to do a show about politics, and in particular, a political outsider who was going to come at things from a different perspective. And because he's a rapper, he spent a lot of time being socially conscious and thinking about the problems in his community, calling them out, maybe less time about how they might be solved. And now he's in a position where he's forced to think about that very acutely. And I like the idea of this unlikely young guy who's growing into a man and is responsible for a lot of people. And his mother, played by Yvette Nicole Brown, Dina Rose, really is his best friend. Really his best friend, and really keeps him in check and helps guide him. She's seen that potential in him forever. And she knows he has a lot there that just needs to be harnessed.
Brian Michael Hall also opened up about his audition process and being able to rap on the show.
I just got the audition like every other actor. It comes in the email, and I saw, you know, read the breakdown, and then I saw that I got to rap on, and I was like, ooh, definitely got to go in for this one. Also, it was a time where I was like, I just really wanted to have fun with an audition, and the script, well, the sides at the time, there wasn't a script made at the time, was just so much fun, you know, so much fun to be had in it, and I understood the character because he wasn't that far away from me. So that's how I got into it, and then we did about 4 auditions. I got to meet Jeremy in L.A., flew out to L.A. and did some flow tree out there, and we did the audition out there, and then a week later found out I got the part.
Yvette Nicole Brown, who most recently starred in the New Edition story, says she was hesitant about doing the show until she had a sit-down meeting with Bronson.
Mine was a little, it was weird. I actually passed on it a couple of times, and not because of it wasn't an amazing show. I just, first of all, didn't think I looked old enough to be a grown man's mama. But they made her a teen mom, and the math works out, so I'm happy to be here. But also, I didn't know if I could be what they needed me to be at the time, because I take care of my dad, and I was on a multi-camera show, and now this is a single camera show and it's more hours. So I had a lot of things I had to figure out. And I actually was taking a meeting with Jeremy to pass again, because he said, well, can she just take a meeting with me? I walked in, talked to him for 5 minutes. I'm like, doggone it, I'm doing this show. Like, it just was so obvious that this was supposed to be something that I was a part of. And by the time we were leaving, we talked about politics for like an hour. We talked about what it's like for me being a black woman and what's important for me consciously as a black woman. And then as we're leaving out, he plays me the music that's going to be on the show. And I was like, doggone it, because we have the amazing David Diggs, who won a Tony for Hamilton, who's doing all the music. And I'm like, there's great music. The show is funny. It has heart. It's conscious. It's on ABC, or going to be on ABC. We were fingers crossed at the time. And it's like, this is a no-brainer. So I'm really happy that I came on board.
In addition to creating the show, Jeremy Bronson also serves as the series showrunner and talked about the overall takeaway message.
We do have a message, and I think it would be, I hope people feel inspired to figure out what they might be able to do, you know, to solve problems in their community. And the way we're presenting that is also through this very funny story that will make you laugh, will make you feel as well, because both of these tremendous, tremendous, very, very special actors have so much range that, honestly, like, Yvette will make you laugh and cry in the same scene. You're like, well, how did I just go on that journey with Yvette? And there's a debate scene in the show, and when you see Brandon Michael Hall up there dressing down David Spade and basically turning the crowd, you know, from sort of being behind Spade just by default. You know, there's all these politicians who just keep getting elected over and over because that's what people know. And then Brandon shakes it up, Courtney Rose shakes it up, And it's just a very special moment. So anyway, this is all my long-winded way of saying that it's a show that has a message, but I think it's also really just compelling story that I think is enjoyable to watch.
Support for WCLK programming comes from the Fox Theater, presenting Aretha Franklin in concert on Friday, October 13th at 8 p.m. Aretha Franklin will be performing for one night only and will sing songs from her repertoire of pop, soul, jazz, rock, blues, and gospel. Ticket information is available at the Fox Theater ticket office or online at foxtheater.org.
Hi, this is Iyanla Van Zandt, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
But I don't know what I would do, do without your love.
I don't know what I would do.
You make me happy. And without you, ain't enough.
That was music from Demetria McKinney's new album, Officially Yours, which debuts this week. Check out the rest of my exclusive interview with her as she talks about that project, her new TV shows, and her favorite Whitney Houston songs.
Now, speaking of reality and all things television, what are some other projects? Because you're also seen on Saints and Sinners, Bounce
yes.
TV's number one hit dramatic series. What are some of the other projects that you have going on outside of that as well?
Wow. Well, that's coming back for a season three, which is awesome. Thank you to everybody for the support of that. I'm currently filming a show called Superstition, which is on Sci-Fi, starring myself, Brad James, what up, brows.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, he got them brows,
yeah.
honey. and Mario Van Peebles, who I have been such a huge fan of. And to see this man, where he's at, and how he is where he's at, that man sits there and will kick you in the head effortlessly while spitting a sonogram. Like, yeah. I mean, a monologue. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's just like he is phenomenal in who he is. The show itself is a whole different spin on anything I've ever done. Never really been involved in sci-fi, the channel, or the audience. So it's a really, really unique experience for me. I'm doing my own stunts. You know, I'm growing as a character, you know, it's just, it's really, really cool. And I, listen, don't ask me to go see nothing like It, Annabelle. I don't do scary movies. I'm not her. But getting to see how they do all of this stuff, because it does have some of those elements in it.
Right.
Is really cool for helping me to kind of cope when my son says, let's go see it. I might be like, I can try now. But no, it's been a whole lot of fun. A lot of work, but it's going to pay off.
Wow. Now let's talk about the music, because that's, you know, it's almost like you have these three sides.
Yeah.
It's like you're the brand and model and face of all things Demetria McKinney, but then you're also this actress, and then you're this amazing singer. So let's talk about the album.
Oh, Officially Yours. That has been in the works for a couple of years, and everybody's like, is it really coming
right.
out?
Because no. you know, I've asked
honey,
several
yes,
times.
Honey, he came straight to me like, so about that album, though. October 6th is the date, and I am elated. I'm so excited. It's taken a while because every time I really got into the music, something with acting would happen. Every time something would happen with acting, I couldn't get back in the studio, you know, and all the while I was growing. So I really wanted to make sure that the person that was displayed in this music was the realest form of myself, hence the album cover. If you guys ain't seen that album cover, Abroad is kind of naked. you know, it's just me. It's just me. It's not about a label. It's not about a bag. It's not about a shoe. It's not about a watch. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. just really getting to the core of who I am as a woman and hoping that people can relate to that, which they have so far with Easy. So I'm really excited.
Wow. So I have to ask you, because you were really part of, I guess, this rebirth of television and film. You guys were in House of Pain, which is actually coming back.
On OWN, yes.
On OWN.
2018.
Before I go into this, the question I was going to go into, let's talk about that. So are you going to be on that show? Because we had Cassie Davis in here. Oh, gosh, maybe at the top of the year. So
yes.
are you going to be back in the show?
Yes, I am. Curtis is still up to his antics with Janine. The dynamic is awesome because the dynamic between everybody is the same. Okay. You know, the kids are growner. China is definitely jazzy, but I mean, still who she is as a person. Doc, the same way. It was great to connect with AP again. And the newcomers to the show are phenomenal as well. Jackie Harry, she is. That's all you can say about her.
Yeah.
But the story isn't different. You know, it's still family. It's still fun. It's still faith. And I mean, you get a good laugh with it all. So it's going to be that awesome programming that we used to love with The Cosby Show and with the original House of Pain series. So reprising the role was a no-brainer.
Wow. But the question, and congrats on that.
Thank you.
The question I was going to ask is, that show was really sort of this the launch of all of the television and film production that's happening here in Atlanta. So to have been a part of that and to just kind of look back and see where your career is now, what goes through your mind? Because at that point, it was very few production companies in the city. We kind of saw you guys, you know, around shooting here and there. But now it's like every time you turn around, there's the white trucks and the caution signs and the weird signs with this scribbling on it that you kind of don't know what that means. I know what it means, but for the average person, they're like, what does you mean?
Right, right.
You know, so how does that feel to have been a part of that and you're still doing it here in Atlanta?
You know, I don't think I ever really thought about it that way. You start new shows with the hopes that they'll be successful. And with the way that Mr. Perry had to come with it, with all the no's that he got at the beginning and the way that he put up his money to his dream and his belief in this show, you know, we're thankful, we're grateful. And to know that we did kind of pave the way, even for the filming shooting schedule.
Right.
We were the first ones doing that, you know, but you don't think about it while you're in it. That's the beauty of working with a visionary like Mr. Perry. You know, he has his vision. He doesn't look outside of it. He's not necessarily looking towards the future of how this is going to affect man and humanity and everything. He's doing what he was led to do. And I think when you walk in that sincerity, it has no choice but to touch other realms and other things and to bring about greatness. So if I think about it that way, it's really cool.
Yeah.
but aside from that, you just do the work. You do the work and you understand that people did the work before you. So I try my best not to rest in accolades and look forward to the next thing.
Wow. So last question, favorite top 5, 4 Whitney Houston songs.
Oh my God. Wait. Okay. Greatest Love of All. You Give Good Love. Why Does It Hurt So Bad? And because that live performance she did with that, my God.
We'll talk about that after the interview.
My God. And I think my last one would be, oh my gosh, I have only one left. I Want to Dance with Somebody. You know, different phases of her all the way around. And she could sing anything. She could make you feel anything. Even with I Will Always Love You being a remake. Honey, if I didn't know better, that came directly from her soul. You know what I'm saying? And it did. So that I guess that there's so many more.
Yeah.
There's so many more.
Wow. Well, Demetria McKinney, thank you so much for stopping by the Upfront Studios. I know that you're very busy. You've got a lot going on.
Thank God. But thank you for always making me feel like family. Whether you're in front of the mic, the camera, whatever, anytime you see me, it's always love. It's always positivity and support. And anytime I can come back and do the same, I will.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I'd really like to thank all of my special guests, Demetria McKinney, June Ambrose, Brian Michael Hall, Yvette Nicole Brown, and Jeremy Bronson. I would also like to thank my engineer, Mark Angel, and you. Please join us next Saturday, October 7th at 9 a.m. for another exciting edition of Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, has been brought to you by Atlanta's jazz station, 91.9 FM, WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.